Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with two great guest stars, that bright young comedy star of radio and movies, Alan Young, and one of the movie town's most popular young men, David Niven, Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and, of course, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Hi, this is Dottie. Thanks a lot. First, on our guest list tonight is a young, unsophisticated, unspoiled, naive...
I beg your pardon, Miss L'Amour, but if you're describing me, you are very, very much mistaken.
Why, Alan Young. Alan, you've changed. You don't seem the same.
Dorothy, my dear, you're gazing upon the new Alan Young, the smooth, the suave, the sophisticated... Why, among the crepes of that crowd, I'm often referred to as the Noel Card of Pismo Beach.
Really? Really, I've never seen such a change in a person.
Oh, quite and rather. My dear, you're looking upon a man of the world. Last night I took a young lady to dinner at a restaurant and I ordered the entire meal in French.
How was it?
We starved. It was an Italian restaurant.
How does it feel to be the bon vivant, the man about town?
Oh, it's a new life for me. Every night I go out formal. What a picture I make strolling down the boulevard in top hat, white tie, tails, and a mouthful of bubble gum.
Mouthful of bubble gum? That doesn't sound very formal to me.
This happens to be black bubble gum.
Alan, I think you've still got a lot to learn. But you're pretty fortunate because I'm expecting a visit from a man who is the last word in savoir-faire.
Dorothy, who is that?
It's,
Hello, Dottie.
Why, David Niven.
Ah, Dottie, you look lovelier than ever.
Why, thank you, David. Oh, I want you to meet Alan Young. Alan, this is David Niven.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Mr. Niven.
Oh, by the way, Dottie, I hope you haven't forgotten that date we have for after the show tonight.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Excuse me, Mr. Niven, but I think you could help me. You see, I've just recently changed my character. I'm trying to be more a man of your type.
A morbid thought, but continue.
Yeah. Well, you're taking Miss L'Amour out tonight, and I'd like to know how a man like you spends the evening with an attractive girl.
Well, first I'll take her to an intimate restaurant for dinner, then to the theater, then we'll dance. I'll drive her home, take her to the door, shake her hand, and leave.
You shake her hand?
That's right, Alan. That's the way they do it in England.
That's the way they do it in England?
That's right.
Well, I've only got one thing to say.
What's that?
Yankee Doodle went to town.
Thank you, David Niven, Alan Young, and Dottie L'Amour. And now a few well-chosen words from a man who can choose them.
Get the best, get Seal Test. Ice cream eclairs.
Hey, bud, got a match?
A match? Mister, there's no match for Seal Test ice cream eclairs. They're in a class by themselves, different and delicious.
Look, I'm just asking for one.
Oh, well, you better get several. Why, they're so good, you'll want another and another. Smooth Seal Test ice cream heaped on fudge-covered cake, a mouth-melting crust of rich chocolate, and to top it off, snowy mounds of whipped cream. There's a lip-smacking treat that... Oh, excuse me, mister. Did you want a light?
Oh, forget it, pal. I'm going to light out for my Seal Test dealers and...
Get the best, get Seal Test ice cream eclairs.
Well, here's Dottie, Hank Russell, and the crew chiefs with an explosive little number called Great Guns.
Great guns, holy mackerel, and a couple of gollies, too. Great guns, never thought these eyes would see anything like you. First came talking pictures, then came television, now they're making dreams come true. Land sakes, it's enough to make a body get all perplexed. By gosh, Wonder what these modern fellas will think of next. You top anything of Thomas Edison's, with hot and cold running shivers and super atomic charms. And here you are in my arms, Ray Gun. And cold running shivers and super atomic charms, and here you are in my arms, Reagan.
Dorothy, I listen to your show every week, and if I remember correctly, this is about the time you go into a comedy sketch.
David, you've been peeking, but you're right. So if John Lang will set the scene for this evening's Seal Test Variety Theater production, we'll stand by and get into the mood.
As the scene opens, we take you to the beautiful beach at Waikiki. Dreamily sunning herself on the white sand of the famous beach lies the luscious-looking Dorothy Frazier. Standing nearby is our hero, tall, suntanned David Whitfield. He would love to meet her. But our hero, unlike other heroes, refuses to use the usual approach. He is a subtle one. He approaches her and says...
I beg your pardon, but haven't we met before somewhere?
No.
A pity, isn't it?
Why?
Well, just think, had we met somewhere before, we could be talking to each other now.
But we are talking to each other.
Oh, so we are, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, certainly the whole world, isn't it?
What makes you say that?
Mostly because I couldn't think of anything better to say. May I have one of your cigarettes?
Of course. Here.
Thanks. Tell me, are you traveling alone?
Yes.
Married?
No. You?
No. I think you're beautiful.
Thanks.
I like that bathing suit you're wearing.
Oh, it's really nothing.
Yes, that's what I like about it.
Might have expected that. A white bathing suit, a slender ankle, a good figure, and you're interested.
But
why can't you be that interested in a person's brain?
I might. But it wouldn't be much fun waltzing in the moonlight with Albert Einstein.
By the way, what do you do? I mean, for a living.
Oh, my family is in oil. What about your family?
Oh, Dad's in money.
Look, the sun is going down. The beach is almost empty.
Yes, we've been talking a long time. Why, it's getting chilly.
Perhaps you'd be warmer with my arm about you.
Perhaps.
There.
That's much better.
Do you know what I'm thinking?
I'm sure I do. You'd like to kiss me, right?
You've never been righter. Oh, darling, I feel as though we've known each other all our lives.
I too, dear. But there's just one thing I want to ask you.
What's that?
What's your name?
Oh, David, what's yours?
Dorothy.
Front boy. Here, take Mr. Pringle's luggage up to 416.
May I have my key, please? 819?
Here you are, Mr. Whitfield.
Any message for me?
Well, no, sir, but the hotel manager wants to see you. He's in his office now.
Oh, thanks.
Come in.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Quimby?
Yes, I did.
Well, I can only give you a few minutes. Must dress for dinner, you know.
Must dress for dinner, eh? Must dress for... Look, I don't care if you don't dress for dinner. I don't care if you go to dinner and you're...
Mr. Quimby, please.
Now, just you see here, Mr. Whitfield. As of this moment, you owe this hotel $3,000.
Well, after all, I've been here for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Unless you pay up now, out you go. Out!
Mr. Quimby, I know just how you feel. But I have just met the most beautiful girl in the world. I love her. And if you were to throw me out now, it would ruin the entire romance.
Mr. Whitfield, I have news for you. I am a hotel manager, not Cupid.
But she's very rich.
What's that got to do with me?
Mr. Quimby, don't you see? I love this girl. I believe she could love me if things went right. And
go on.
Well, then your bill could very easily be paid. But
well,
this is a delicate matter. It can't be rushed.
I know I'm a fool, but I'll give you 24 hours.
Well, it's ridiculous. I need at least a month.
2 days.
2 weeks.
1 week.
It's a deal. Now, let's not forget the other necessary details. In order to woo this lady in the manner to which she is accustomed, you must supply me with a car, a convertible, of course, and I must have access to a speedboat and flowers every day.
Oh, that's the end. I take it all back. Give you a week, a day, not a minute. Out you go, now.
Very well. But I was under the mistaken impression that you were a businessman.
I am a businessman.
Then you should realize that facing a $3,000 loss, the investment of another $500 to recoup this loss would be smart business.
Well... I know I'm crazy, but I'll go for it. But remember, just 1 week.
You won't regret it. Do you mind if I take one of your cigarettes?
The deal, Mr. Whitfield, is that I give you 1 week. I supply you with a car, I supply you with a speedboat, I supply flowers every day. But there's one thing I must insist on.
What's that?
You must buy your own cigarettes.
Oh, darling, that moon, the blue water, the beach. It can't be real.
Oh, it looks like a setting for a corny Dorothy L'Amour picture.
But this is real. Sweetheart, do you know what tonight is?
What?
Just 1 week since we met. I've counted every day.
I've counted every hour.
Oh, those long rides in your car, the excitement of the speedboat, all the orchids you sent. Darling, you've been wonderful.
Oh, it's really nothing. Holding you in my arms like this is all that matters. Darling, do you know what I'm thinking?
Mm-hmm. You're going to ask me to marry you.
How did you know?
I've been waiting all week.
Oh, sweetheart.
Darling.
Then you're willing to?
Of course.
Oh, you're wonderful. Now, there is something I must confess.
Nothing could make any difference. What is it?
Pretty much. I just haven't got a cent. I'm broke.
Oh.
Well, does that make any difference?
No, but I wish you were rich.
Why?
Because I haven't got a cent either.
Oh, I see. You too?
Does it make any difference?
Oh, no, no. Of course not. We start from scratch. Oh, it'll be wonderful.
But what will we live on? What can you do?
Well, I'll think of something. Give me a cigarette, will you?
Here, darling.
Thanks.
Sweetheart, it'll be wonderful. We'll both work. I don't mind doing without things, and I don't mind struggling, but there's just one thing I must insist upon.
Oh, what's that?
From now on, you've got to buy your own cigarettes. Thank you, David Niven. As always, you were wonderful. All set, crew chiefs. Henry Russell and the orchestra are ready for you with I Ain't Got Nothing to Lose.
Have I got a gal or a real good pal? Still you'll never hear me singing the blues. Oh, I'm a happy guy, and I'll tell you why. 'Cause I ain't got nothing to lose. Have I got a dime, brother, I don't mind, and I even got a hole in my shoe. It doesn't bother me, you can plainly see, 'cause I ain't got nothing. Just let me roam to the wahoo yonder. All the world's my home, plenty time to wander. So away I go, either fast or slow, I can travel any way that I choose. For when it's said and done, it'll all be fun, 'cause I ain't got nothing to lose.
In gay Paris, they say...
Magnifique.
Oui, oui.
In Spain, it's...
Terrifico.
Si, si.
And in America, they say...
Seal Test ice cream eclairs are simply wonderful.
Yes, yes. They're a new taste sensation in any language. Velvet smooth ice cream on fudge-covered cake, frosted with dark, rich chocolate, and snow-capped with real whipped cream. After your first luscious bite, you'll say...
Si, si. Seal Test ice cream eclairs are simply wonderful.
So stop at your Seal Test soda fountain and...
Get the best, get Seal Test ice cream eclairs.
Mm-hmm. Young will be back with us in a moment. But in the meantime, here's Dottie, our own singing star, in a possessive mood as she says, "You're mine, you."
Again, Dottie?
Why, Alan, this isn't like you. What's wrong?
Well, tonight's the Academy Award, and I wasn't even mentioned.
Oh, I wouldn't take it so hard.
Well, I'm ignored around Hollywood. Nobody pays any attention to me. Jimmy Fiddler won't even send me a closed letter.
Alan, you can't get an award for being a comedian. You have to be an actor.
Well, I tried to get Jane Wyman's part and Johnny Belinda. I practiced the dialogue so much I sprained my fingers.
Alan, that's a woman's part.
But that's the kind of a part I want, Dottie. I'm tired of being a comedian. I don't want to make people laugh.
Well, then here, read my lines. Look, Alan, if you want to be a dramatic actor, here's your chance. Go ahead, make your pitch for the Academy Award.
Oh, swell, Dottie, I'll do it. I'll be Alan Young in a tragedy that nobody will forget. Music, Henry, please. I was an ordinary man, and that morning started like any ordinary morning. My wife came down the stairs. She said,
"Good morning, Alan. Where's Peter?"
"Dead."
"And where's Philip?"
"Dead."
"And where's Stephen?"
"Dead."
"And where's George?"
"Oh, yes, George." "Dead." "Now, my dear, you're next. There." Yes, what made me do it? To understand that, we must go back to my childhood. My father tried to tell me about life. He explained to me how the bees go from flower to flower. Next day, I fell off a buttercup and broke my leg. I decided to find out about life myself. One night I dropped into a dance hall. My eyes wandered over the line of hostesses. They were all alike, girls who were painted. Then I saw her. She was different. She was wallpapered. She walked over to me. She said,
"Would you care to dance?"
And I danced. When I got back, she was gone. But I found her again.
Well, why not dance with me, big boy?
I gave her a dime. She tucked it into her stocking and we danced. All evening long we danced. 329 dances. And then... run in her stocking. I loved that girl. And dare I say, she loved me too. The next evening I went back looking for Lola. But the dance hall was no longer there. They had torn it down and put up a used car lot. Lola was gone. Out of sentiment, I had a couple of dances with a 1913 Essex. Then I started my search for Lola. I left no stone unturned to find her. No stone unturned. But instead of Lola, I found...
Oh, Alan, dear.
She'd crawled out from under one of the stones. Her name was Wahilla. And she tried her best. She tried her best to comfort me.
Oh, I know how you feel, Alan. When I was a young girl, the man I loved went away and never came back.
Well, we lost a lot of men at Valley Forge.
Oh, Alan, dear, how can you say that? I'm just touching 30.
Touching it? You're beating the living daylights out of me. And so I married Wahilla. Life with her had its little problems. Each night she'd use skin cream, cold cream, vanishing cream, and face cream. All night long, she kept slipping out of bed. And then one day, a letter came. It was from Lola. She had married the wealthy Lord Cedric Farthington. In 10 minutes, I was in front of Lola's house. I rang the bell. Lola opened the door. Lola!
Alan.
Lola.
Alan.
Lola!
Alan.
Gladys.
Charlie.
You had to do something to break the monotony.
Alan, I can't stand this any longer. We've got to run away together.
But we can't. We can't. We simply can't. You're married to Sir Cedric, and that's against the law.
Then we'll go somewhere where there are no laws, where life is primitive, where the natives gather at night for their wild tribal dances and fight for the woman they love.
Ah, who wants to move to Houston? What? I don't know.
Oh, it's too late. I've already put a pint of poison in my husband's tea, and Sir Cedric will soon drink it. Now kiss me.
Wait a minute. Isn't that your husband coming down the stairs?
I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to kiss you.
Oh, dash it, dear. If the chap's selling something, buy it and send him on. Now I have a cup of tea.
Sir Cedric, don't drink it. Lola put a pint of poison in your tea.
Oh, come now. She knows I take lemon. Now, this story about the poison in my tea is fantastic. Here, I'll drink the tea. Oh, heavens to Bevan, I'm dying and all that sort of rot. By tomorrow, my tea bag will be hanging at half mast. I'm going, but I'm not afraid.
That's right, Sir Cedric. Keep a stiff upper lip.
Have to. Dead, you know. Cheer up.
Now we're back to where I started. I killed my wife. I knew I couldn't get away with it. Already I could hear the police siren wailing down the street. The door opened downstairs. Then I could hear the heavy footsteps of the police pounding up the stairs. Secret police. There was no hope. I was trapped 8 floors above the ground. Would they never take me alive? I opened the window and I jumped. My body went hurtling down through space. Past the 7th floor, 6th floor, 5th floor, 4th floor, 3rd floor, 2nd, 1st. Ha 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 ha!
Goodbye, Alan Young, and thanks. We can see why you were such a success in your 20th Century Fox picture, Chicken Every Sunday.
The 67,000 stockholders of National Dairy Products Corporation are receiving by mail this week the company's 25th annual report. It tells the story of a typical American business, how it provides essential dairy products that are high in quality and serves the greatest number of people at the lowest possible price. Here's a figure we thought might interest you. Last year, National Dairy sold more of its products than ever before in its history, and yet, by keeping prices to the consumer down in the face of our own costs going up, the company's profit was only a little over 2.5 cents out of each consumer's dollar. A small profit, and yet so important. It enables us to continue providing regular work for 45,000 employees, providing cash income to farmers to improve and increase milk production, supplying the public with health-giving dairy products that are so necessary. In this way, a modest profit makes possible a vital contribution to the welfare of the people. And now here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, next Thursday we'll be with you because we'll be at home listening to Winston Churchill, who will be broadcasting in our place. But 2 weeks from tonight, there's going to be another important event on our Seal Test Theater calendar. Our good friend, Eddie Bracken, is going to pay us a return visit. And another great personality is also going to be with us, Burt Lancaster. We know you won't want to miss this one. To our two guest stars tonight, Alan Young and David Niven, our sincere thanks. Your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. John Lang, there's something special you want to talk about, isn't there?
Yes, there is, Dottie. Next Monday inaugurates National Boys Club Week. The Boys Club movement, which began over 8 years ago, now has over 250,000 members from 8 to 20 years old in 300 clubs throughout the country. Their clubhouses are meeting places where they find recreation, companionship, and constructive opportunities, where the foundations are laid for building the cities of tomorrow. Make it a point to find out about these activities in your community and lend a hand to this great movement in behalf of American youth.
Thanks, John Lang. There's nothing more important to all of us than the proper guidance of youths of our nation. And now it's time for goodbyes. So till a week from next Thursday, for Henry Russell and the orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and tonight's guest, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying, we'll be thinking of you.
Tonight's Field Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris, Sidney Zelenka. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. David Niven is currently starring in the Samuel Goldwyn production Enchantment and will appear in the radio version on the Screen Guild program immediately following on most of these stations. Tune in again 2 weeks from tonight at this same time when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and as our guests, Burt Lancaster and Eddie Bracken. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.